from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Time to talk Sabres upcoming season from a theme standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, and obviously Kara Murphy is going to join us as VP of marketing for the Sabres, because Kara, there's always something new, right? Every year when you roll things out, whether it's giveaways or theme nights or a combination of both.
There is. Hi guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good.
You didn't stop by the Sabres Live, basically our location at KeyBank Center the other day, but your dad did. So that was great. He stopped by, said hi to everybody. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, he was messing with me. He's like, should I jump in there? Should I not? I'm like, go for it. And then he's like, he didn't realize though that you guys were not just, it wasn't just radio. He's like, oh shoot, it was on like, you know, TV. I'm like, oh yeah, dad, like, you know. So he's like, okay, well, I think it was, I hope it was okay. I'm like, it's fine.
RJ set the awesome precedent with that. So anybody and everyone is welcome to walk through the screen, right, Marty?
RJ did it the best of all people. RJ, there was a goat crossing right in front of the camera one year. And so, yeah, the great, you know, Rick Jenneret did it. The great Mike Foligno did it. So that's right. Like, anybody can do it. I love it. So, yeah, so let's talk theme night. We mentioned it the other day, but you know, now that it settles in, very excited for the many different theme nights at KeyBank Center for the season. I know we got some new one. I'm really excited about Bandit Land on Ice, because I want to start using some of the Bandits like chant in Sabres games, and I hope that it gets started. If somebody takes a penalty, let's get the box chant. Let's go. Like, let's do it and steal it from the Bandits and bring it to the Sabres.
That would be awesome. Can you imagine if that was a thing and then we started it? So that one there, you know, it was fun. We were going to pay tribute to the back-to-back champs, you know, the Buffalo Bandits, and have some player appearances at that game too. And just as Marty, as you mentioned, you know, hopefully getting some of those chants started and bringing in some of the bagpipers and the themes of the Bandits and really making it feel like it's Bandit Land in the Saberhood, if you will. So looking forward to getting that going. And there'll be a giveaway for fans at doors too, looking to do a co-branded type t-shirt for the first, you know, 7,500 fans. So looking forward to that one for sure. And kicking off the Bandit season.
What about some of the other giveaways, Kara? Obviously, I mean, you know, there are collectors, there are, you know, there are fans that just, for obvious reasons, just love being able to take something home from an event and add it to their, oh my gosh, I can't even like begin to describe the collections that people have of things accumulated over 50 plus years with this team.
Well, and Jeff, we're going to have a fun one to add to your Thanksgiving table this year. Which I think could be a staple for years to come for families, centerpieces or their table. But for Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, we play the Minnesota Wild. And it's been a fun night here in Buffalo anyways, right? People rally around that night, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving anyway. So we have a game. We're lucky to have a game. And we're going to be giving away a Sabres gravy boat, which is like a Zamboni ice resurfacer, I guess we should call it, you know, gravy boat. So it's kind of themed that way. And so we're hoping it's a staple on many tables to come for many years.
Yeah, that's always fun, like the bobbleheads. And I know that there's going to be bobbleheads as well. And when Shohei Ohtani had a bobblehead night at Dodger Stadium maybe last month, and there was people out there very early in the morning. I went to Dodger Stadium one year and they were giving a Hello Kitty bobblehead. And as I was leaving the Dodgers game, people in the parking lot were like, will buy it off of you. Like, they become such collectibles. I have a French connection, bobblehead, three of them in their boxes. They're actually my sons, but bobbleheads, like, what are we expecting with bobbleheads this year?
Yeah, so looking to release some through some, maybe some ticket packages this winter, but also too, we're going to have a bobblehead on Fan Appreciation Night. So on April 17th, a giveaway at doors there. And we're actually going to, instead of us just deciding, right, like, who's the player, what's the theme, and making it a fan choice. So we'll be in the next few weeks here putting out some voting to the fans, and they can chime in on who they think it should be and what the kind of design concept should be too. So really make it a Fan Appreciation Night fan choice bobblehead selection for the 17th of April.
Yeah, it's obviously we talked a lot of black and red yesterday with the 15 games being unveiled the heavy emphasis on Friday. Take us through just, you know, what led you to push that part of the black and red, and how you feel in your position and with your team about, how do you guys feel about, you know, where the appetite still is for the black and red after, you know, being able to enjoy it the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, well, it's funny, right? Because we launched a few years ago now, and that first year was great because it was new and it was different. And then year two, still kind of fun. We had a back in black and red night last year. And you know, in the third year of wearing these, the hype is still there. Fans love them. The players like wearing them too. And it just changes up the you know, the look, I guess, from the blue and gold, and makes it, it's a fun, different game atmosphere too, and different graphics. And so really try to play it up, and we're able to wear it 15 times, which is the league max for your third jersey. So, you know, with the Fridays, we're thinking, you know, sometimes you, as a fan too, you'd like to know when you're going to a game, on this night, they're going to be in this color, right? It's kind of easy to remember. It's something kind of fun too. And so we had the concept of the black and red Fridays. We have 6 home games this year that are Friday nights. One's an afternoon game, I think, after Thanksgiving. And we said, let's kind of theme them out. The team can always, you know, we'll always be in these jerseys. We'll have a pregame happy hour in the blue zone prior to the game, alumni appearances, autograph signings up there too, and then some contests and giveaways, and just make it a thing, right? And as a fan, I think it's kind of nice when you're thinking about after work on a Friday, what jersey do you have to throw on? It's a black and red Friday. Throw on your goat head. So it's a little bit obviously simple for the fans too in that regard, but we can make a little bit of a theme out of it.
You mentioned the Sabres alumni, their appearances, they walk around, they sign autographs. You know, we're getting a lot of different alumni to come in the last couple of years, which is great. It's not just the local guys. Guys are coming from out of town, coming for a weekend. They have different appearances. How excited are the fans to see some of their favorites from years past to come in, and not just the older guys? And I start to put myself in that older guys category, but there's some new guys, the young guys that are coming through as well.
Yeah, it's so nice. Like, I know, as obviously someone who works here, you know, and you mentioned my dad too, it's nice seeing the old regime, if you will, coming through the doors, and regardless of what decade they played for. And we are, like you said, Marty, too, seeing some of the newer alumni too, you know, who may be currently with the team in a different fashion, or have a little more free time, that they are able to come around and be here for these appearances. So it's great. Our fans love it. The nostalgia too. And a lot of these guys wore the black and red, so it's very fitting too for the Fridays. But anytime we can welcome back our alumni and have interactions for fans and our alums to meet and greet and see each other, it's a special thing.
What's new with FanFest this year?
Yeah. So the 14th, September 14th, all my days are running into each other. We're hosting Buffalo Sabres Fan Fest, presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. So we're starting that early Saturday morning, 10 a.m. And we're kicking off with a hockey fest. And there's a good amount of teams. I think you guys had Ed on yesterday. I'm sure he spoke about that. But, you know, it's a great way for us to kick off the season. We have about 20 plus players in attendance for that day who'll be mingling and signing autographs and doing some onstage programming. We'll have hockey activations for kids and families, a kid zone, right, with your balloon animals, your glitter tattoos, your make your own trading card activation presented by Ticketmaster. So really looking forward to all the different things. You know, you go back to maybe Zach Benson's days of, I think he mentioned he was worked at the carnival, right, back in the day when he was a young buck. Having a little bit of a carnival atmosphere too, with some of the carnival games we'll be bringing in. So, you know, looking forward to hosting our fans here and kicking off the season, and encourage everyone to come down on the 14th with their families and enjoy some food and mingle with the players. And there'll be a special lineup on sabres.com/fanfest. You can check out our lineup. We're going to add all the programming there here in the next coming days.
And the Prospect Challenge, it's great, right, Karen? Oh, yeah. They're right there. So you go in and out the Harbor Center, you got hockey that night. Like, there's so much happening around the arena with the Lecom Harbor Center as well.
Yeah, yeah. So the Prospects, like you mentioned too, right? They're kicking off Friday that 13th, and then they have a game that night of FanFest at 7 p.m. at Harbor Center. So we're hoping fans can, you know, stay here during the day and then head over there at night and catch the Sabres.
Kara, sounds great. Thank you so much for joining us today. Enjoy the last couple of days of summer before everything gets ramped up on the ice next weekend.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There's Kara Murphy, VP of Marketing for the Sabres. There's a look at the Prospects Challenge schedule. Sabres kick it off against Columbus on the 13th. That is a Friday night game at 7 p.m. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.